This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
All right, we're joined now by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, we appreciate you breaking away from the O's home opener and season opener for a few minutes to give us some winners for tonight's action in college basketball and other places. But of course, the Baltimore has garnered a lot of attention for the tragic events of the Key Bridge collapse. And more than anything, we wanted to check in with you today and see how you're holding up and how the city of Baltimore is holding up here a couple days after the tragic events.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate that. It's definitely been a tough couple days for the city. You know, everybody just kind of waking up to the news and the shock of it all. Luckily, I'm not too close to the bridge personally, but I know just, you know, kind of scrolling through Twitter and everything, people that were close, they certainly could hear it throughout the night. And thoughts and prayers to everyone involved, the O's before the game. You know, they've done a great job, moment of silence, they're honoring the families and everything. But I think, you know, the beauty of sports when we're dealing with these tragedies and everything like that, it gives people, you know, 3 hours away to kind of take their mind off of things. And obviously with Baltimore and the excitement around the Orioles this year and what kind of team that they could potentially have, I know people are, they're excited for the season.
Yeah, no doubt. And then just yesterday, you have the new owner getting approved. The Orioles, by the way, up 5-1 on the Angels. And I think today, PJ, we all can be Oriole fans just for one day here. But give us an idea. What is the expectation here of the Orioles?
I mean, guys, I mean, you know, I'm 27 years old. I can't remember a time when expectations have been this high for this team. I thought that they could be a playoff team last year. I didn't think they would win 101 games. I didn't think they would win the AL East division. But with that trade that they made for Corbin Burnes, with Adley and Gunner being two MVP candidates, Grayson Rodriguez, an AL Cy Young candidate, I mean, the depth that this team has, they're going to add Jackson Holliday, the number one prospect in baseball, probably around May. I think the fact that last year they proved to everyone that in the best division in baseball, like, they were the team to beat. And now all those guys are a year older. You add some veterans, including Burnes, new ownership. It's just now there's this feeling that the Orioles are going to kind of take that next step. So, I mean, Gene, everybody's fired up, man. Certainly that with what they did last year, people are thinking that, I mean, the AL is going to be a monster with the Astros and the Rangers and, you know, the Yankees and some of these other teams. But there's a feeling that the Orioles certainly could win the whole thing this year, and we'll see what happens.
All right, PJ, let's lighten the mood a little bit here because we've got some unfinished business, some loose ends that need to tie up here. I'm on vacation next week. The tournament continues to advance. The timing is right. We have our Final Four in the Baltimore Accent Bracket, and we're going to crown a champion today. Today is the day.
This is a very important day.
We've gone through this journey with you here the last 4 weeks. We've got our champion of the Major League Baseball region. We've got our NFL region champion. We've got our basketball region champ and our at-large region champion from last week. Here are the matchups, and we're going to get a winner here. We're going to go semifinal final. The first semifinal from the MLB region, Placido Polanco from the NFL region, Baltimore's own Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I mean, guys, this is, you know, Placido Polanco is a really good one. I think he might have surprised some people with kind of the upset that he had in the baseball region.
A five seed, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But as we see all the time in college basketball, a lot of times we see Cinderellas make it to the Final Four, but then it's another thing to win a championship, make it to the championship game. So the Cinderella run is going to be over for Polanco, and he's going to go down to Baltimore's own Joe Flacco.
Wow.
In the finals.
Wow. All right. Flacco in the finals. All right, we go to the basketball region. It was a historic night just a few nights ago for this New York Knicks. Dante DiVincenzo, another five seed, going up from our at-large region against former Olympian Apollo Anton Ono.
Yeah, this is another good one. You guys know, love DiVincenzo. He's a favorite. The girl that you guys know, a friend of mine, friend of the show, Trista Crick, she, you know, guys, originally she wasn't a fan of the Baltimore accent, but then a player, a name that really got her to sway was DiVincenzo. So that certainly goes into this. But with that being said, I mean, we get a three-namer. Two of those names are perfect. Apollo Anton Ono. He's going to make it to the finals over DiVincenzo.
Oh, wow. All right, this is the dream matchup. This is where we really find out which name works best with the Baltimore accent. And there's maybe a little bit of bias here. I would imagine Flacco coming in as the two seed from the NFL region might have an advantage. Joe Flacco versus Apollo Anton Ono.
Guys, this is tough. If Flacco never played quarterback for the Ravens, I think this decision could be a little bit easier, but because he did, it makes it tough. With all that being said, gentlemen, the champion of the Baltimore bracket is going to be Apollo Anton Ono. He is the champ.
Yes! Yes! I'd like to say, on the BetQL network last night, I predicted this exactly this way. The two semifinals and the champion. You can roll back the tape, Mike Danger.
Let's not look at your real bracket, but in the Baltimore accent bracket, Gino,
we are
winners.
The Apollo Anton Ono, too rich, too great a name. It's one of those names you haven't thought about for how many years. But then again, you had to put Joe Flacco in the final.
Had to
with a Baltimore guy in the yes. But then you, BJ, you're probably weighing everything out. You didn't want to show any bias. PJ, bravo, buddy. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Gentlemen, that was truly a tremendous bracket. I wish you guys would pick and seed teams over the selection committee that we currently have in the NCAA tournament. Well done. I'll give a bonus one to the people because it is opening day. We have the Orioles and we have the Angels. How can you not think about Mark Trumbo out there in the outfield? So an extra for the people, but congrats to Apollo Anton Ono for getting the win.
All right, PJ, we've got Sweet 16 action to talk about tonight. I've got my picks in. I'm going to compare mine to yours. I'm nowhere near the expert you are, so I'm going to feel pretty good about myself after our conversation, or I'm going to bang my head against the wall and say, well, you're just a dummy. You should listen to PJ. I'll always tell PJ first. Let's start with North Carolina, Alabama. We were so funny. Going into the tournament, we're like, the ACC feels down. And here we are with a quarter of the teams in the final 16 being from the ACC. What's your take on Carolina here against the Crimson Tide?
Guys, it's going to be a really good game. The total has actually gone up from 173.5 to 174.5 on BetMGM, which I don't think is a surprise to anybody. We know Bama is a great offensive team. They don't play any defense. Carolina is a great offensive team, and they don't mind running and getting into a track meet with Bama. The way that I'm betting this game, guys, is I'm looking at the first half. I like Bama plus 2.5 in the first half, and I like over 82.5 in the first half as well. How I'm handicapping this game, Bama played a very tough non-conference schedule. They went up against Creighton, Purdue, and Arizona, all in the non-conference. The similarities between all three of those teams, who are all three top three seeds, three teams that can make the Final Four, win the championship. Bama against Purdue was up 49-47 at halftime. Against Arizona, they were trailing 41-40 at halftime. And against Creighton, 44-44 at halftime. All three of those games were tight. All three of those games, both teams were in the 40s. I'm expecting similar tonight in L.A. between the Tide and the Tar Heels. All three of those games, guys, have also gone the same way. They've been close at half. And then those other teams get Bama in foul trouble. They live at the free throw line. And because of Bama's defense, they don't get the stops that they need to close out these games. I see the same thing happening tonight. So I think Bama covers in the first half. They might even be winning at halftime. Carolina goes on a second half run. Probably cover the spread. If you like them, I would just take them on the money line, maybe throw them in a parlay. But how I like this game, my favorite bet's in the first half with the over and Bama plus 2.5.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Yeah, before that game, that's the second half on the CBS doubleheader tonight. We got another ACC team before that. Clemson, Joe Girard. All right, didn't get this far with Syracuse. We will see them taking on Arizona, a team that, look, here on the East Coast, did we really watch the Wildcats all that much? Over under at a $1.52 I'm looking at here. And a half PJ with Arizona favored by 6.5. So how would you play this one?
So really like Clemson in the game, plus 7.5. Think they have a chance of winning it outright as well. Guys, I like this Clemson team. I was high on them coming into the tournament. Everybody looked at what they did in ACC play. I looked at what they did in the non-conference. They won at Bama. They beat Boise State. They beat UAB. They beat TCU. They were beating all these teams that were in the tournament in their non-conference. And then, yeah, they struggled in ACC play. They also won in Chapel Hill, and they also lost to Duke and Durham by a point. So this is a team that can play with some of the best teams in the country. They also play great against teams with great offenses that play at a fast pace. I mentioned the win over Bama. I mentioned the win over Carolina. They beat New Mexico in the first round. Clemson does a great job against these prolific offenses. I think they're going to do another great job tonight. I like Clemson plus a 7.5.
We could see the defending champs in UConn tonight in a rematch of last year's final with San Diego State. There are people that make the argument that San Diego State is actually a better squad this year than last year. And right now they're getting 12 points to go up against UConn. It feels like a lot of points. I know UConn has been dominant so far. Which way are you leaning for San Diego State UConn, PJ?
So, guys, I'm not going to touch the spread or the total. What I am going to do is touch a team total. In the first half, we're going to go under 28.5 points in the first half for San Diego State. You look at UConn in the first two games of the tournament, they gave up 18 to Stetson. They gave up 19 to Northwestern. Both of those teams obviously aren't as good as San Diego State, but both of those teams play at a slow tempo, just like the Aztecs do. UConn plays at a slow tempo too, guys. They play at one of the slowest top 50 tempos of any team in the country. UConn is kind of thriving. It's like they know that they're the best team. They know they're trying to go back-to-back, and they're like relishing in that. And they don't want to make these games close. They're coming out in the first half looking to just dominate from the start. I think they're going to look to do the same, especially playing against a team that wants revenge after losing in the title game to them last year. So I like that first half team total under for the Aztecs, 28.5. If I had to play the game on the spread, it would probably be San Diego State for the reasons you just mentioned, Danger. This line was 7.5 of last year, and now it's 11.5. And like, even if San Diego State isn't as good as maybe they were last year, even if UConn is a little bit better than they were last year, I don't think it's a 4-point difference. So I would probably lean San Diego State, but at the same time, do you really want to bet against that machine right now that is UConn? So I'll just take the first half team total under.
All right, so PJ, this last one, and tell me what I'm missing here, because if I just gave folks, you know, the Pepsi challenge, meaning the blind taste test, okay, here's a team from the Big Ten against a team from the Big 12. And I think most people would say, you know, the Big 12 is a better conference. And if I told you, the team for the Big 12 actually in KenPom was the best team in defense, you'd be like, okay, yeah, no doubt. And then you unveil it, okay, it's Iowa State against Illinois. Yet the Cyclones are only a 1.5 favorite. PJ, your thoughts, how do you play this?
Well, guys, I liked Iowa State in the game, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm getting a little nervous because this line opened 146.5. It went down to 145.5, and now it's back up to 147.5 on BetMGM. I've really not had a clear read of this game all week. The one thing that I have stayed true, Gene, you mentioned Iowa State, number one defense in the country. Illinois, number one offense in the country. I mean, guys, it should be as easy as if you like Illinois, you like the over, right? And if you like Iowa State, you like the under. Well, the fact that this line is going towards the over, it's kind of telling me that maybe Illinois is the right side. I liked Iowa State. I was leaning that way just because the deeper that we get into the tournament, I always lean towards the defensive-minded teams. But, man, has Illinois been playing good. That backcourt with Domask and Shannon is really, really good. I leaned Iowa State, guys. I still lean that way. But, man, the fact that that total is it keeps going up is making me kind of think that Illinois might be the right side in the game. So it's a stay away for me. But, yeah, just monitor that line movement. Maybe see where the spread goes, see where the total goes. I think it might be an indicator on who the bright side would be.
All right, PJ, opening day of Major League Baseball. We already talked about the Orioles, and I have a feeling throughout the course of this year, we're going to be fading Colorado quite a bit. Do you have any plays in tonight's action that you like from the big leagues?
I do. I'm going to take the over in Rangers and Cubs tonight, guys. It was at 8. It's now at 8.5. You got two good starters going. Justin Steele was fantastic for the Cubs last year. Evaldi was great for the Rangers. But that Rangers lineup, I mean, as we know, is just ridiculous. There's a name that people might not know about right now, but they will. His name is Wyatt Lankford. All the great bats that Texas have in that lineup, they're going to add another one this season in Lankford. I think he's going to win Rookie of the Year in the American League. And then the Cubs got a pretty good lineup, too. Obviously, returning Bellinger helps. Suzuki, Happ, they got guys that can hit in that order, too. That's a great hitter's ballpark there in Dallas. So I like that over. 8.5 in Cubs and Rangers later tonight, 7:35 Eastern time.
I give the NBA credit because they know when to schedule and when to not. Tonight would be one of those games that they're not. However, there's one game that I'm certainly going to be interested in is Boston just kind of hanging out in Georgia here. They play the Hawks. Again, we've seen this in the NBA where you get teams playing these two-game series. But, PJ, I don't know if you have any thoughts there about what the heck was that on Monday night? They're blowing a 30-point lead.
Crazy, guys. Crazy. Gene, that's kind of the angle I'm using too, right? This is a team that they were up 30. They should have hammered them. I would just go Celtics in the first half, -9.5. I don't want to get in a situation where they're up 25 again. Atlanta goes on a 14-2 run in the third quarter, and even a team as good as Boston thinks, really, is this really going to happen again? So I think you just got the Celtics in the first 30 minutes, lay the 9.5 in the first half, get out of town, and enjoy the college hoops the rest of the night. So I'll lay the 9.5 with the Celtics in the first half.
All right, PJ, get back to watching the O's. Appreciate you giving us some time. Congratulations to Apollo Anton Ohno. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, bud.
Absolutely, fellas. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the hoops tonight and the baseball as well.
Thanks, PJ. He's the best. PJ Glasser, our guest here in the sports bar. And again, the O's, last check, were leading 5-1 there on opening day. That ended up being the first game to go off. Oh, no, it's 7-1 now.
Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ knows his stuff. And as he was talking, I was kind of looking over my slips to see, all right, I'm kind of in line with PJ. He's staying away from that Illinois game. Or no, what was the one that he was staying away from? The Illinois-Iowa State game.
He's like, this is kind of fishy here.
Like Illinois on the money line. If I got plus money on Illinois on the money line, I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. That'll work. And there's something about UConn and San Diego State. I got 12 points feels like a lot of points. I know what UConn has done, but that's not a slouch team, and they know each other. So we'll see. It'll be a fun night of action. I mean, man, we're 15 minutes away from our fun night of action getting underway here. This is the one that I know you're holding your breath for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to be calm here when RIT is playing up at 5 o'clock against Boston University. But to give the Tigers a little bit of hope here, there's another 4 seed. It's gone to overtime. UMass and Denver, overtime number 1 in Springfield, Mass. Right now.
Yeah, and these college hockey games, when they get into, like, it's not uncommon. Like, it's kind of like the Stanley Cup playoffs, right? Like, if a game goes into overtime, sometimes we'll go into double overtime, triple overtime. I mean, everything is, it's just great athletic drama. It's drama at its finest when we're talking about overtime in college hockey or in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
We are joined earlier today by Kevin Roche, RIT Sports Network. And we should mention, too, that that's free today. They're doing the watch party. I wonder if they're going to put that up there tonight. You know how, like, they always show a watch party at the Policini that is going on this afternoon at 5 o'clock?
They'll probably have camera crews sent out to Albany. And I'm sure that they'll think, oh, this is the watch part. Oh, we're at RPI. This is not the right school, guys. Who said RPI?
I was pointing out, at least they corrected the graphic because, like, they were doing the same highlight package all, you know, on Sunday. Oh, the Rochester Tigers. Yes, I know the Rochester Tigers. Like, their campus is right on the Genesee there. Yeah. And, like, yeah. No, they finally corrected it to the RIT.
Yeah. You know, these are the growing pains of a program looking to gain more notoriety, are they not?
How could they be growing? Like, they've been to the tournament in 10, 2015, 2016. I think it's the conference is like, oh, yeah, those guys.
Right. It's the other conferences that have a little bit more weight to them that, the Atlantic hockey team that gets an automatic bid. That's nice. That's cute. We will come back with Happy Hour next in the Sports Bar. A couple of signings for the Buffalo Bills that we can discuss. And Gino will basically be following up the play-by-play for RIT as they get set to drop the puck from Sioux Falls here.
We'll keep you updated here, too. We got a baseball scoreboard. We got the Yankees falling behind here 4-0. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I've heard that we shouldn't get too worked up over the early season. It's a long season from what I understand. 162 of them.
Now, you're not going to be thinking about the show tomorrow. At least I hope not, Danger, as you're going on a family vacation. But the Mets, their first pitch tomorrow. Dandelorean is a Met fan. I'm a Met fan, of course. And look, win or lose, we're going to be fine. This is the new me. I'm a new man when it comes to my fandom.
I can't wait for the season to get going. It's going to be, this is going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating to see how they test your metal. Let's see just how well you can hold it in, how much they push you. I'm going to walk into the studio one of these days, probably early in the season, when you and Dandelorean are just getting things set up, and I just have a feeling you guys are just going to be commiserating. It's just going to be right back to old habits.
Dandelorean last night, like, how did you... He's the one guy that dresses up in Ottawa Sens gear because he's a... I don't know how, an Ottawa fan.
We have to talk about this?
We don't.
Go ahead.
It was 5-0 at the end of the first
round. I do impersonations from time to time. You want an impersonation?
Sure.
This is my impersonation of Mike Danger midway through the first period of last night's game at KeyBank. Are you kidding me?
No, my impression of myself, like, I did not watch it. I looked at my phone after, like,
okay,
5-0.
So you get it. Yeah. Actual laughter was produced. You gave it a chortle. That was embarrassing. We don't have to talk about it. But Dan was probably excited.
Just send everybody back now. Like Kevin Adams, I know you listen to the show. Just give us Devin Levi right now. Fortify the Amherst because it's over. It's over.
Yeah. Happy hour next in the Sports Bar. We have time for your calls as well if you want to join us at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.